Hey, baseball fans, it's time to swing big on your bets this season. Step up to the plate with an odds boost token from BetMGM, an official sports betting partner of Major League Baseball. No opt-in is required. Just log into your BetMGM account to receive your odds boost token. Then, place a bet on any MLB game and activate your token. If your boosted bet hits, you'll score a bigger payout, no matter the showdown. BetMGM is your betting home for baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. See BetMGM.com for terms. 21 plus only. This U.S. promotion offer not available in Mississippi, New York, Nevada, Ontario, or Puerto Rico. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Available in the U.S. For New York, call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY-467-369. For Arizona, call 1-800-NEXT-STEP. For Massachusetts, 1-800-327-5050. For Iowa, 1-800-BETS-OFF. For Puerto Rico, 1-800-981-0023. Subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards vary and expire in 1 to 7 days. In partnership with Kansas Crossing Casino and Hotel.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job post seen on other job sites. With Indeed sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/PODKATZ13. Just go to Indeed.com/PODKATZ13 right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
By now, you guys know how much I love BetOnline. Every betting odds that we have ever had on Fightful, whether it be MMA, boxing, pro wrestling, come from BetOnline.ag. We've given you guys a ton of great underdog picks, but you know what? They got so much more to offer at BetOnline.ag. The earliest lines, the fastest payouts, the industry's best bonuses at BetOnline.ag. They've been trusted for over 25 years by millions of people because of their safe and secure environment, their high credit card acceptance, and their payouts in minutes. But it doesn't end there. Baseball, basketball, fighting, soccer, or football, whatever you want to call it, BetOnline has you covered. Not just that, incredible games. Blackjack, roulette, Golden Dragon, Inferno. BetOnline has it all for you. Your one-stop shop, and this is not a fly-by-night operation. They've been around for 25-plus years, giving you the goods. Go make yourself some money. Please bet responsibly and only bet what you can. What's up, you guys? Sean Ross Sapp. Welcome to Fightful. It is the What's Up, You Guys podcast because Jimmy is not here again this week. He did send some apologies that things keep coming up on Wednesdays, but by God, here I am. Last week, there quite frankly, there just wasn't as much to talk about. Had some scheduling conflicts. But this week, even though I don't think there's really a ton to talk about, we've always got stuff that we're reporting on. We've always got stuff that you guys are curious about. So by God, I'm here. Get your super chats and your humper chats in. We would greatly appreciate that. Because that's what I do. I answer your questions on this show. If we don't get any super chats or humper chats, I will retreat back to FightfulSelect.com and answer questions over there for our lovely subscribers. I use that as a plug because if you don't want to send super chats or humper chats, well, $5.99 a month gets you FightfulSelect.com. It gets you daily exclusive news, including additional news on Roman Reigns and Street Fighter, Gabe Kidd news, and a free update that is actually on our free tier. So even if you don't pay $5.99 a month, we do have a free tier that you guys might really love. This weekend, we'll have some scoops threads for the weekend in wrestling. We had like 4 updates on Fightful Select yesterday, but it's not just that. Additional podcasts, preview shows, and my Q&A show every single week. If you like this format, you will love Fightful Select. I think we have 7 different Q&A articles up this week. We have the Q&A podcast and we have the Discord where I answer your questions. And that's where I'm going to be hanging out talking Double or Nothing on Sunday. Like, I'll be on Twitter and stuff posting media, but I'll be in that Discord talking with you guys as well. Man, just tons of stuff this weekend. So get in your super chats, get in your humper chats. I'll let those sort of collect as I talk to you about what we've had the last 2 days on the free end of Fightful. And of course, early access for Fightful Select subscribers, tier two. But man, I'll give you guys a little bit of background here as well. I had planned an interview with Muhammad Hassan, Mark Capani, for after his Dark Side of the Ring episode landed. I haven't interviewed him in 9 years. And you can see a little bit of this history in the interview that we dropped. I know I'm kind of going back and forth here. But we dropped like a nearly 40-minute interview with Muhammad Hassan, which he heaped praise on. It was very, very flattering. But he straight up said that was the first interview that I had done about wrestling in depth. And it was with me 9 years ago. And I'll give you guys some background on how that happened. I was at Wrestling Inc. and I was desperately trying to set myself apart from everything else that was at Wrestling Inc. No disrespect to anybody that was there. But by and large, outside of the occasional article from like David Bixenspan, it was an aggregator. They didn't have podcasts then. We had just launched our podcast then, actually. But I wanted to do something completely different. And his story was always the one that I found the most fascinating. And keep in mind, I was making like $1.50, $2, $3 an article. And I needed to make more money and I needed to set myself apart. And it's like, how do I do that? Well, I want to do a long form feature, an in-depth feature on a subject that hasn't been heavily covered. So I reached out to a Twitter egg account that was Mark Capani, which is his real name. And it happened to be him. And he was like, yeah, I'll do an interview with you. Keep in mind, he had never done a wrestling interview over a decade after he left WWE. I was able to contact Sean Daivari, Shane Helms, who I had a great relationship with at that point, Court Bauer, who hadn't relaunched MLW yet, or MLW the promotion, but had been a writer at that time, and a couple other people. And I did this big long form feature that really changed the trajectory of my career and my life. And then I took that feature and republished it on Fightful. Unfortunately, it ranked really well on Google. Then he actually started to do some appearances and things like that. And then when Fightful launched, I did a follow-up. Now we didn't have the video capabilities and all that, but I finally got to meet him last year. We've kept in touch over the years. I put Chris Van Vliet in touch with him as well to do an interview, but I've always waited to do this follow-up. And then Vice hit me up and said, hey, let's do this now. Let's do it to promote Dark Side of the Ring. And we dropped a nearly 40-minute interview with Muhammad Hassan yesterday, and it's one of my favorite interviews I've done. It was a lot of fun. We also dropped one with Prince Nana ahead of AEW Double or Nothing with a cameo that you will not believe. And we had Gabe Kidd's calmest interview that you will ever see, ever. Favorite Daphne moments, memories. Okay, I have not watched that Dark Side of the Ring yet. That one hits a little bit closer to home. I got to talk to Daphne a little bit. She's somebody that I grew up watching, and I really admired her work, and somebody that I liked, and she was one of the first people of how should I say it, of note that followed me on Twitter, on social media. And she was always really, really kind. Like, she was always really nice. And it wasn't like heavy conversation or anything like that, but like, there are times I would ask her, why did this happen? Why did this happen? Why did this happen? And she was always so happy to share her knowledge and share her experience and all that for an industry that wasn't always the best to her. And clearly led to things that affected her long term. But just a lovely person to interact with, a lovely person to talk to, and man, I miss her a lot, man. I miss her a lot. And you don't have to be super close to somebody to miss them a lot. It's just, she showed me the way that, like, I'll give you an example. In my line of work, specifically with what I do, there are naturally going to be people that are like, oh my God, people can't know that I talk to you, et cetera. She showed me how people should be treated in that sense. And she was always very kind to me. But I loved her WCW work. Her winning the title was obviously very cool. Who should be in the AITA match? 15 versus 15, 8 versus 8. So FightfulSelect.com, the best $5 a month in the business, or $5.99 a month in the business. I apologize, Matthew Hooked of Hooked In Voiceovers. We had a story on this last week, so it's the type of thing you can get over at FightfulSelect.com. As of last week, and again, I want to make this clear, this can change. The plan was for Speedball versus Okada in a Continental Championship match. And it was straight up said to me, that's not like going to prevent them from getting involved later on. But as of this past week, it was Young Bucks, Moxley, Gabe Kidd, Marina Shafir against Omega, Joe, Willow, Swerve, and Hobbs. Now, it was also straight up said to me, that doesn't prevent Shibata from getting involved, Claudio Castagnoli from getting involved, Wheeler Yuta, Hook, Eddie Kingston, if he's healthy or something like that, doesn't prevent any of those things from happening if they are available. And I'm not saying that any of them are available, but you know, there aren't exactly a lot of rules there, especially that would prevent such a thing. I'm pumped for it. Like, I think this should be the longest one that they've done. I think it should be, a big vehicle to help Gabe Kidd launch into what I believe will be the main event of AEW Forbidden Door. And I asked him that too. I was like, man, like, I think you and Ospreay should be the main event of Forbidden Door. I know they've had like one match before, but to me, this is the most clear path to big match at Forbidden Door, Ospreay winning the world title at All In, and then defending against the UK guy. And listen, I wouldn't hate to see Gabe Kidd become AEW champion. It's not going to happen, but I wouldn't hate it because I think Gabe Kidd is a sure thing. I liked him back in the What Culture Pro Wrestling days, but like ever since I did that first interview with him, I have never seen such a sure thing, such a sure thing. Predictions for the Money in the Bank winners. Ooh. Chelsea would be a good one, right? That would be one that I think a lot of people would look at and say she fits the mold an awful lot. But it's not happening. Can't go that way. They're not going that direction. They've already decided. Put Alexa in there instead. So right now we have Alexa, Roxanne, Rhea. Roxanne is an interesting one because when I see Roxanne, she has went from this really, really great baby face to a heel that has, like, I mean, she was a slam dunk baby face too, but she's been able to show so much more personality as a heel after working baby face for so long. So as a heel, I think she would fit really well. And I think that's the best way to undo the horrible booking that has ensued for her. With Alexa, we have already seen this, and I would like to see Alexa get involved in a tag team or with the Wyatts. Otherwise, the whole time that she was out was just wasted. They quite literally benched her. With Rhea, it would be very interesting because she would be effectively stalking somebody for that championship. And very rarely do women's Money in the Bank holders keep those briefcases very long. Carmella was the longest. And then after that, like when nobody kept it for longer than a week until Tiffany, right? Like I'm going to look at how many days everybody held theirs. I am excited for the show. I always love Money in the Bank. I'm a big ladder match geek. actually, man, they don't have that easily sortable. But like for forever, it got so lazy, man. Oh, here we go. It got so lazy for a long time. Here we go. Every women's cash-in that has existed. The first one, listen, Carmella, obviously, like that is, that's to me the best one. And Mike Chioda going through there and making Carmella scream at him. But Alexa Bliss held it for 2 hours, 52 minutes. Sorry for all the dead air there. Bayley for an hour and 25 minutes. Asuka didn't even cash in. They traded it for the world championship, which I thought it was a creative idea considering what happened. In reality, she held it for 25 days, but it was one day because it appeared on tape delay. That was it. And Nikki A.S.H., how long ago was that? My God, that feels like an entire lifetime ago. Held the contract for one day. Liv Morgan for 2 hours. Then Io Sky held it for 35 days. They finally, in 2023, said, all right, after like six straight years of one day or less, they did that. So then they had Tiffany back it up, and it worked out really, really well for her. On the men's side, so far, Solo Sikoa and five people TBD. I don't think that Alistair, LA Knight, or Nakamura fit with this. When you think Aleister Black, you don't think running in and cashing in Money in the Bank. When you think Aleister Black, you think, well, he's probably pretty confident in just spin kicking somebody's head off, right? Like that's how I feel anyway. I always wanted to be somebody new, somebody emerging, somebody on the come up, right? That's how I look at it. It needs to be somebody that can benefit from it. I don't want it to be Gable or El Grande Americano, even though it probably will be. Dominic doesn't fit right now because he is the IC champion. I mean, it kind of would be good if Dominic won it, and that really pushed Finn Balor over the edge. Yeah? Whew. I'm looking up at the possibilities and I don't see a surefire one. I'd love it if it were, you know, if Montez was in that spot right now. Yeesh. They got to work on that undercard, man. They really got to do something about that because they've already effectively got Phoenix out of there. Maybe Penta would be an okay one. It's sad to say that the Intercontinental Champion is the best option right now. Liv and Dom about to murder Finn and Rox. This is the most interested I've been in Judgment Day in quite a bit. And I think that Dominic needs to become a babyface. I think that he is ready to take off as a babyface. Shout out to the Humper Chats we got in. Greatly appreciate that. Over at humperchats.com. We have a few of those. We've got Tony P saying there's a high chance Will Ospreay is winning at Double or Nothing. But if they have Adam Hangman Page win, do you still have him face Mox at All In? Or have Swerve beat Mox at Summer Blockbuster to make Swerve and Hangman the All In main? Also, the coming Darby versus Mox match doesn't need the belt. Tony, I agree with you, and I like all of these possibilities. So I feel like, if you're already like, what, 6 weeks away from AEW All In, you're probably not going to have Jon Moxley drop the title before that, right? Like if we're 6-7 weeks away, you just tough it out and Will Ospreay or Hangman wins the title there. I think that's just the end of the reign of terror, so to speak, of not seeing the title belt and all that, which I'll say this. Over the last month or two, has been significantly better. I think that Hangman and Swerve are tied together at All In, and maybe they face the Bucks or Hurt Syndicate. that could be the case, but I don't think you switch the title now. SRS, as you said in the Fightful Select Discord, it is unlikely that Mariah May returns at Double or Nothing. After this, I personally don't see her returning until we see her in WWE at SummerSlam. What's your thoughts on all the discourse about her on X? She's a smart woman. That's it. She's a smart woman. She's got smart reps. She's getting good advice from what I understand and what I expect. I just want to make this clear. As of May 21st, 2025, I have never heard that she asked for her release. I haven't heard that. I haven't heard that she is not re-signing. I have heard that people expect her to go to WWE, but I have not heard that she is. She is not on any internal list or anything like that. But listen, man, Andrew Baydala was the first person to tip me off to this. Shout out to him. But he had heard this and heard that she was in a contract situation months and months ago, a month before I reported it. And I had to really check on it because I was shocked that she had a 2-year deal. I think that she is going to wait and see what kind of offer she can get. Probably by now, it's probably been communicated to her what kind of offer she can get. But she's playing the field as she should, and she's a very smart person. Isn't it crazy the TNA titles appeared on the most promotions in recent memory? TNA, NXT with Joe Hendry, AEW and New Japan with Kenny, WWE proper on WrestleMania. Yeah, and I mean, also worth mentioning, it was an NWA property for a long time. So it was on that as well. Like, it's been all over the place. I'm sure at some point, let's see. Did they ever do CMLL? Or AAA? I'm sure they did. I'm sure they did. I mean, that title, and I mean, the NWA title was one that came around for a long time as well. But damn, man. Yeah, it's traveled around. And listen, they need the exposure. They need that. That's a good thing. I'm still like, I don't know if him losing in the manner that he did at WrestleMania was good for TNA. It's probably good for Joe Hendry because they like him, but like, would have been better if it was like an 8-minute match. Was Darby Allin's climb on Everest filmed by a TV crew by any chance? Seems like it would make for a pretty cool documentary and a way for AEW to capitalize on the publicity of the accomplishment. I'm sure they filmed some stuff, but let me tell you, it's very unlikely they are sending a camera crew up Everest with him. That's tough to do with the equipment you got to take there. It claims lives. I'm sure they'll have some sort of coverage. He'll go on a press tour and all that stuff. Like, I know a lot of people think he probably doesn't like doing press because he's, you know, the gothic enigmatic guy, but he actually does really well with the media stuff. Random, but do you know anything about who's going to be at Worlds Collide? I don't yet. I actually had an NXT talent ask me if I knew, and I don't. But what I find interesting is Alberto Del Rio, the guy who WWE has repeatedly said, we ain't working with him, we ain't working with him, we ain't working with him, and he has claimed they want to. The week before Worlds Collide has a world title match set with El Hijo del Vikingo. Yep. The guy that they first like had plant the flag and say, this is the guy we got. He's one of ours now. I mean, kind of interesting, right? May 31st is the TV taping. June 7th is Worlds Collide. I expect Vikingo to win that title. That's what I expect. Would Maple Leaf Pro be a part of All Out Toronto? So I think there are some misconceptions about what Maple Leaf Pro Wrestling is right now. It is a large-scale Canadian independent right now. Nobody is signed to a contract there. Like, and again, I love what Scott D'Amore is doing. Like, they got another show in July, Resurrection. And I love that. I love that they're doing their shows. They've had their October show, had an all-timer on it. They had their March show, their May show. It seems like they're starting to nail down more of a every 2 month or so cadence. But this isn't like a company that is signing talent to contracts or anything like that. So they're, unless you're just, they're, what's the benefit for AEW to have that involved? You know what I mean? Like, maybe if they do some touring around Canada, they ask Scott D'Amore for some advice and stuff. But listen, when Scott D'Amore steps that up, if it starts to run monthly and you start doing, I don't even know if it'd be contracts, but like agreements and stuff like that, where he has right of first refusal on some people, maybe then we would talk a little bit more about that. But yeah. Who you got, Jordan or Stephanie? Since Stephanie's already been featured on Raw, feels like she's ready. So, man, how should I say this? It's the Jordan one is interesting because they got her signed to a main roster deal. I was shocked when they sent her to NXT to begin with. She don't need to be there. She's already been there. They needed her on the main roster. They needed her to feud with all these women that she hasn't already feuded with. And I was like, you know what? Fair. They can at least send her to NXT to do that. And they just burned through them immediately. I do think you need at least two really good ring generals in the women's division who have outside experience at almost all times. Now, the benefit of WWE is they've got no shortage of this. They can send Natty there. They can send Ivy there. They can send some people there who have at least had experience outside of the NXT system. But I do expect one of these two to go up. It seems a little quick for Jordan, but like she's on a main roster deal already. But they had Stephanie appear on Raw, and that was puzzling. Like, okay, just to burn a match. Like, all right, cool, I guess. That was something. That was something. What else we got here? Let's see. I was looking forward to you asking Jimmy for $1,000 for the Freddie Got Fingered review. For those of you who don't know, I convinced Alex Palowski, who was a movie snob, but specifically a comedy movie snob, to review Hot Rod. And I felt like, you know what? He might actually find this funny. He did not find it funny. In no way, shape, or form, in any way, did he find that funny. He was quite offended by it, but did the longest review of that movie in history. And then after I saw that, I enjoyed the review, even though he was tearing apart something that I really enjoyed. So I felt like he needs to watch, as a society, he needs to watch Freddy Got Fingered. Because I never watched it in full. Of course, I was familiar with it in some of the lines because I grew up in that era. But I watched it recently and I was disgusted and appalled by this movie. And then about 20 minutes in, I'm like, no, but is he actually a genius? He being Tom Green. Is he actually brilliant? Is this like a performance art thing? And Alex wants $1,000 and Kate wants $800. That ain't happening. No way. But what I offered to do was, because I think this would be important to society as we know it to have this review, I said we will do a one time like public stream on YouTube, and you can keep all the super chats and humper chats, all of them, 100%. I feel like the world needs it. When will the Renegades actually join CEO? I mean, it's something that's been pitched for quite a while. A number of times it's come very close too. That's why when like people say, oh, well, you know what? She's got creative control. I'm like, if she had creative control, she would she would be with the Renegades now. So hopefully that's coming soon. I'll tell you what's coming right now. Men, if you've lost your hair, it doesn't mean you can't find it again. Try Hims Hair Loss Solutions, and you'll be joining hundreds of thousands of subscribers who found their hair again. It can be hard for men to deal with hair loss, even though it's common. But we are going to provide you with that solution via Hims.com/Fightful. Hims provides you with convenient and quality access to a range of hair loss treatments that all work from the comfort of your couch. Hims makes treating hair loss simple with doctor-trusted options and clinically proven ingredients like finasteride and minoxidil that can regrow hair in as little to 3 to 6 months. Choose from personalized chewable, oral, spray, and serum treatments to find what works best for you. The process is simple and 100% online, so there are no uncomfortable doctor's visits. Answer a few questions and a medical provider will determine if treatment is right for you. If prescribed, your treatment was sent directly to you for free. No insurance is needed, and one low price covers everything from treatments to ongoing care. Hims has hundreds of thousands of trusted subscribers, and they can help you get your confidence back too with visibly thicker and fuller hair. Start your free online visit today at Hims.com/Fightful. That's Hims.com/Fightful for your personalized hair loss treatment options. Hims.com/Fightful. Results vary based on studies of topical and oral minoxidil and finasteride. Prescription products require an online consultation with a healthcare provider who will determine if a prescription is appropriate. Restrictions apply. See website for full details and important safety information.
Hey, baseball fans, it's time to swing big on your bets this season. Step up to the plate with an odds boost token from BetMGM, an official sports betting partner of Major League Baseball. No opt-in is required. Just log into your BetMGM account to receive your odds boost token. Then, place a bet on any MLB game and activate your token. If your boosted bet hits, you'll score a bigger payout no matter the showdown. BetMGM is your betting home for baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. See BetMGM.com for terms. 21 plus only. This U.S. promotion offer not available in Mississippi, New York, Nevada, Ontario, or Puerto Rico. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Available in the U.S. For New York, call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY-467-369. For Arizona, call 1-800-NEXT-STEP. For Massachusetts, 1-800-327-5050. For Iowa, 1-800-BETS-OFF. For Puerto Rico, 1-800-981-0023. Subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards vary and expire in 1 to 7 days. In partnership with Kansas Crossing Casino and Hotel.
The best piece of financial advice I've ever received is to pay yourself first. That's why now with every paycheck I receive, I start by putting a little bit away for those rainy days. Today's episode is sponsored by Acorns. Acorns is a financial wellness app that makes it easy to start saving and investing for your future. Acorns lets you get started with the spare money you've got right now, even if all you've got is spare change. You don't need to be an expert. Acorns recommends a diversified portfolio that can help you weather all of the market's ups and downs. Using Acorns, before I knew it, I had a couple $1,000s in a little nest egg account. Sign up now and join the over 14 million all-time customers who have already saved and invested over $25 billion with Acorns. Head to acorns.com/heartbreak or download the Acorns app to get started. Paid non-client endorsement. Compensation provides incentive to positively promote Acorns. Tier 1 compensation provided. Investing involves risk. Acorns Advisors LLC, an SEC-registered investment advisor. View important disclosures at acorns.com/heartbreak.
NordVPN. If you're a wrestling fan and you're looking to save money, NordVPN.com/Fightful is here to help. I've completely cut the cord on cable because I've got NordVPN.com/Fightful. Over 2 years of NordVPN.com/Fightful costs less than 1 month of cable TV. Not only that, if you're a WWE fan, all you need is a Netflix subscription and NordVPN.com/Fightful. You get all their shows. It's not just that, though. You can get pay-per-views at the rate that they are paying overseas as opposed to the incredible rates that we pay here in the States. Thanks to NordVPN.com/Fightful. You might say, Sean, how's that possible? With NordVPN, you change your virtual location with just one click and you appear virtually wherever you want to be. But it's not just that. They've got threat protection. They've got 24/7 customer support and a 30-day money-back guarantee in case you don't like it. But you're going to. Go check out all the features over at NordVPN.com/Fightful.
Check it out, guys. NordVPN.com/Fightful. If you work as a manufacturing facilities engineer, installing a new piece of equipment can be as complex as the machinery itself. From prep work to alignment and testing, it's your team's job to put it all together. That's why it's good to have Grainger on your side. With industrial-grade products and next-day delivery, Grainger helps ensure you have everything you need close at hand through every step of the installation. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job post seen on other job sites. With Indeed sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/PODKATZ13. Just go to Indeed.com/PODKATZ13 right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Man, just a ride or die, absolutely, for wrestling fans. Like, listen, there's a lot of people saying, well, how am I going to get the pay-per-view this week? It's not on Triller in the States as of now, but change that virtual location to the UK, you're able to purchase it now. Get those super chats, get those humper chats in. Random question, Sean. Who owns the rights to Goldust? Could we ever see him in AEW? Would the character work on that roster? The character would work, I think, on any roster, but not in the way that it worked in 1995, 1996, which is its most famous run. WWE owns that, so it is an almost certainty that they would not bring it over to AEW. They would have to buy it from WWE or something, or it would need to lapse, and I don't think WWE is going to allow that to happen. And it's been an often imitated thing. Like, when they brought in Dustin Rhodes to WCW, originally they pitched him as like this Supernatural 7 character. Then he did his shoot promo and all that. Then when he went to TNA, he had Black Reign, which was like a darker version of Goldust. And boy, was it bad. It was so bad. And Dustin Rhodes, again, I think he is great as a wrestling mind, as a performer, all that stuff. That gimmick doesn't work. But what he does now is like a more humanized Goldust. He's got the face paint and all that stuff. But I think it works really well the way that it is. BL says, is the Stairmaster and gym pictures for a healthier SRS? Have you cold plunged yet? Listen, man, I spent a lot of my life training MMA, pro wrestling, all that stuff. And then I went from a very, very like strict regimen of stuff like that to running Fightful, and that consumed my life. And I had a health scare a couple months ago tied to some other stuff. But the long and short of it was I had a very scary health situation that affected my heart, and it gets in your head. You don't sleep for a couple days as well. It was bad. It was very scary. It's like second or third time in the last 5 years thought I wasn't going to make it. For a guy who, I don't eat too crazy, don't do any drugs, don't drink, anything like that, it was very scary for me. So I was like, you know what? I can carve out an hour a day and take care of myself better and all that stuff. And I love the stairs, man. Like, I did an interview with Alex Hammerstone recently, and I talked about how when I did the match with Shaza, Jordan Grace and Alex Hammerstone got me on stairs, and Jordan would do like 90 minutes a day. Then when I finally reached 90 minutes, she was like, no, I switch it up. I cut it into three, you psycho. I was like, yeah, okay. And Hammerstone would do 300 flights of stairs. And I got there one time and I was like, hell yeah, I feel really great. Then he did 400. I ain't doing all that every night, but I am getting on my stairs every night. Did buy a Stairmaster. Shout out to my people at Total Body Experts. I invested heavily in it. I'll say that much. I absolutely did. But it's something that I also was like, if I spend this amount of money, I know that I won't not use it. You know what I mean? And it was never a, oh, well, I don't like to work out or anything like that. It was just a, man, I have so much to do with Fightful. And one of the most important parts has been delegating. Like you might have noticed Rob Wilkins does a lot more for us. Kate does a lot more for us. Luis does a lot more for us. Kyler is always taking on new things. We brought back Andrew Thompson, which I'm so happy to have him back. Delegating stuff like that has been very important as well. But yes, it is a thing that I am consciously doing. And listen, hopefully Stairmaster hits us with that sponsorship soon so I can cut into that cost a little bit. What's the likelihood of AJ Styles and Karrion Kross re-signing with WWE? Rock hard, Joel Wood. You're making a lot of people in the chat happy right now. Given the injury time added to AJ's deal, should that be expiring soon? And I say this because a lot of people have been asking for this update. I don't specifically know AJ's contract status. I believe it would be up by now if he hadn't re-signed, even with injury time. I think it would be coming up pretty soon. Because I know a lot of people on like the signing convention circuit were asking about it. With Kross, his is up in a few months, I believe. What I expect out of Kross is for him to, how do I put this? I expect him to play coy about it. He is a very smart man. He knows that when his shirts are sold out and he goes out and talks about it, people are going to be like, well, now I want one. Wait, they're sold out in the arena too? Well, I want one. He's smart about this stuff. And he's waited a long time and worked his way up to this situation. So, I mean, listen, that man is not that bothered that his contract status was out there when it got mentioned in that interview. He's smart, though. So he mentioned that. So I would imagine up until I find out from like so many sources that it's unavoidable, I would imagine that he plays it coy about that. I think they will re-sign him. If they don't, I think they will regret not signing him if for some reason they don't, but I think that he will. I think that he will. Cool Fool says, thoughts on house shows being reduced. I think it'll greatly affect smaller cities who are less likely to get televised shows. Well, it was for a number of reasons. They weren't making a ton of money. It added an awful lot to what they had to pay people. They're able to hire different sets of people, like for production, for setup, all that. It eases the schedule and the talent. You can put them on more TV dates now. If you don't have live event dates, you can now ask Cody Rhodes to show up on Raw and SmackDown as opposed to SmackDown and then a house show and maybe another house show. I think that AEW talent, more than anything, I wouldn't say need live events, but need more reps, dark matches, things like that. Because when you got wrestlers that are wrestling 20 matches a year, they're not going to get better. They're not going to get a lot better. I don't mind house shows not being on there because, like, listen, I do for people who can't afford to go to TV events because that sucks because I've been in that boat. And there's a lot of families that really learn to love wrestling through that. But I think they could do like, I think that should be a thing, like a super show a month. Like one live event super show per month, I think would be very good. And you do signings around that as well. You get fanatics involved. And you make it like the thing that people want to go to in a town that maybe is underserved. I think it's Becky versus Lyra in a stipulation match at Money in the Bank. I know Lyra will probably win. I think following her promo last week, Becky needs to win to validate it. I actually think that Becky continues to lose, and this is a hard push for Lyra to get over more than she already is. She's doing really great. Now, certainly, Becky was holding back a little bit on those promos and letting Lyra, you know, get beyond her. But that was the job. That's what she's supposed to do. And I think that Bayley comes back and takes out Becky, and that's what ends up costing her. Because right now, I think this needs to be a hard push for Lyra to get over. Becky is over. She's going to stay over. And you're going to get her in a feud with Bayley that works out and doesn't need the title tied to it. But I don't think that Becky needs to validate anything. Becky has been validated for a long time. Apologies, guys. I got that allergy-induced asthma. Do you think AEW has outgrown PWTs? It's lacking. I think AEW probably has a stake in PWTs. That's what I think. And I think that's probably why that's continued. What's a Tony Khan doing 6 shows in Chicago, then 7 shows in Phillies? Is there financial problems? There aren't financial problems. It is a residency. It is something they do to either pick up a site fee or to save money. They can do those and get away with it in these small venues and really cultivate an audience there. I am fully on board with them trying out new things like this. This was something that I had really, really screamed about them doing last year. Not necessarily residencies, but going to more intimate venues, going to different looking venues, trying stuff like that. Listen, if you're going to do like 9 Chicago shows in a year, put at least 6 of them within 2 weeks. Spread the wealth, man. I am so happy to be going back to Toronto in September for All Out. Like, I don't travel to a lot of shows anymore these days. I got SmackDown next month. I got Dallas All In. I got probably New York in August. And I got Toronto in September. But like, Chicago's an easy flight for me. And I'm just like, man, I don't want to go to another pay-per-view in Chicago. Don't want to do it. So I'm glad that they switched it up. I'm glad that Double or Nothing isn't in Vegas. I think it's important to do that. But I don't have a problem with them trying residencies. If these two don't work out, well, then you got to definitely switch it up and do something else. Terry Allen Jr. says, my character's a lone wolf. My real personality. If a wrestler and owner, of a Lonely Heart theme from Yes. Do you adore the song? I think Yes has a phenomenal song with Owner of a Lonely Heart, by God. Let me think of other Yes songs. Let me think. Because I don't know a ton of Yes songs. I remember there was a guy on Road Rules that was named after the band Yes. I feel like one of the guys from Yes actually did the score for Hot Rod, didn't he? Didn't he? Let me think. Favorite Yes song? It probably is Owner of a Lonely Heart, to be honest with you. Can't imagine or couldn't expect getting that question. But I got to really put my mind to it, because listen, there's a lot of those bands that I'm like, was this them or was this somebody else? Roundabout was good. Owner of a Lonely Heart's the best for them, though. Odd Cedric Alexander shows up tonight. I know he's pushing for it. I just haven't heard that he's willing to do that. Sorry. Do not aggregate that. I was reading this as I was saying that answer. He's willing to go to AEW. I just don't know if that has been nailed down as of yet. And Kenny G asking me if there's any AEW stories I'm willing to break right now. Not right this second. Let me look at my document real quick. Let me see what I got in the chamber. A lot of my stuff's WWE right now. Got a lot of WWE stuff in the chamber right now. Damn, a lot. Yeah, I need to do some AEW stuff pretty soon, huh? I mean, I'm going to have a scoop spread this weekend, that's for sure. Why do you think Dustin Rhodes declined to go back to WWE? Seems so much story to work with Cody. He just likes it in AEW. That's it. I mean, I do think that there is a ton of great story with Cody. I think that would have been phenomenal. I would have liked to have seen it, but what I like to see is somebody like Dustin Rhodes getting what he wants. Like you mentioned on Twitter, I've noticed a lot of broadcasting issue with AEW, including Saturday's Collision. What's going on there? I tried to find out if it was an incomplete file that was sent or what the case was. It's hard to believe that WBD and Triller both got, both messed up. I can't confirm this. I would assume this one was more on the AEW side. They have had tech errors in the past, but WBD has also had a lot of tech errors. Listen, that's also been a thing for decades and decades with the Warner brands. But I would imagine that's going to be rectified. I would imagine that many people were told that their jobs depend on getting that correct and that never happening again. That was, no matter whose fault that was an embarrassing situation. To have your television show end that early with no explanation of what happened, and then people having to wait until the next day to watch it on Max is almost inexcusable. That cannot happen. That is, it's Bush League from somebody. I just don't know who it was Bush League from. Production, from AEW, from whoever sent the file, assuming that's what happened, from WBD, from whoever it was Bush League from somebody to have that happen. Zarian said it was a corrupted file. Zarian would know. Our dude, Andrew Zarian from Beyond the Belt, that makes an awful lot of sense. Awful lot of sense. But you got to test that. It's got to be in. This ain't South Park. You can't just drop that off like right before. Guys, get in your super chats. Get in your humper chats. We are heading down the home stretch. Daniel Cooper says, hi, I just want to say I got floor tickets to see Raw on the 25th. Been to NXT tapings and all in. But this is something else, man. Is this for Raw this upcoming week? Yeah. Where's it at? Let's see. Is it on the 25th? Okay, maybe not. On the 25th, or do you mean the 26th? Oh, no. This is GBP. So I'm going to assume you're in Europe. Ooh, let's see the upcoming Raw dates and see where this is going to be. Birmingham, listen, Joel, I appreciate you. Hell, I mean, that's going to be real good. That's going to be real good then. Yeah. You're going to enjoy that. August 25th. BP Pulse Live. Oh, the first Raw broadcast from Birmingham in 12 years. That's going to be a wild crowd. Danielle, you're going to like that one. Oh, you're going to enjoy that one. Because I feel like those crowds have to rise to the occasion. I think that's because they peaked early with Brussels on the last tour. Have there been any talk of AEW and WBD to do more crossovers? Would love to see AEW stars on Flavortown with Guys Grocery Games and House Hunters. I hope so. They are always in conversations. I think what used to happen is they met every Monday. They would have like a virtual meeting and talk about corporate synergy and what was planned for the week and all that. And you make sure that things could be signed off on. And a lot of times they would pitch like House of the Dragon or whatever the hell that is. But I like Redmond Survivor saying Swerve on House Hunters needs to happen. That is natural. That absolutely. I'm an investigation discovery guy. Right? Like I love investigation discovery. I love a good true crime thing. Had I not been in my line of work in journalism, media, whatever, I probably would have been a private detective or private investigator or a detective in general. So like that's the stuff I love. I would like to hear some like similar true crime stories from some of these people. Yeah, Harley Cameron on anything. God, what was I always pitched the Joe Kenda crossover. Not a WBD crossover, but something that I pitched to somebody in AEW was Harley Cameron or RJ City on very important people who just had a wrestling episode. I need to write an article about that. Bushin Ryu Cat. First off, thank you for this very generous super chat. And check out my Christina Applegate shirt. Please rate my two skip scripts for WWE. 1 through 5. New Day renames their titles the Best Friends Tag Titles. Thin Down Under claim they deserve it. That is a very WWE way for them to get a team like that involved. And I think on the surface, a lot of people are going to look at this and go, what? But no, here's what I like. New Day and Best Friends, New Day and A-Town Down Under then have a competition to prove who are the better friends. Very MVP, Matt Hardy-esque, very Street Profits, Vikings-esque. Just hopefully it wouldn't suck. I think they could have fun skits and vignettes that would do this. I always love the competition element of it. They don't even have to rename the title. So I'm going to go upper tier on that one. 2 month comedy feud over titles. Yes. Gunther's last match with Kaiser, who wins and earns the coat. So listen, I absolutely 100% 5 out of 5 want a Gunther Kaiser feud. So what I believe is that Gunther, upon losing, whether it be the next title match or to Goldberg, which I hope he doesn't lose, or even after he beats Goldberg, he's like, you know, I lost my championship. I lost the rematch, but there's somebody that I need to bring out here. Ludwig Kaiser, you were the reason I lost my title. You were not there for me like I was there for you. You're the reason our friend lost his job. You're the reason all this happened. It's your fault. Because Gunther usually takes accountability for all his losses. And him doing that would be so out of character that I think it would create a compelling feud. Now, do you want Ludwig Kaiser to babyface in this? I think he could pull it off. But I would really love to see that. How do you see the storytelling going in Cena Truth? See Cena getting those acting chops going just like post-backlash and he ascends back to baby. I think that his heel run has sucked. I think it's been bad, lazy, uninspired tropes. At first, we're not going to change anything was interesting. But then it's just like, not only did they not change anything, they didn't do anything compelling. Didn't do anything really, really great with this. Ugh. Just uninspired. And it needs something more. It's the same old stuff. John Cena comes out, he heals the crowd, he gets beaten up. Then he goes into the match and then he cheats to win. He doesn't need to cheat to win against R-Truth. He just beats him up and beats him. I don't mind him facing R-Truth. It's just like, okay. Shotgun Sean says, should Tony hold off putting the AEW title on Will until the pay-per-view in England? For example, Forbidden Door this August or All In 2026. No. No, no, no. You should have him doing media in the UK with that big, beautiful belt over his shoulder. And that's what he can do after All In. Because then you go into Forbidden Door. I think that's what you want. And then what you can do is carry that in and Gabe Kidd can compete for that title at AEW Forbidden Door. And you got two guys from England competing for the title in the main event of Forbidden Door at the O2 Arena. Bobby, I have been asking about this. Is Adam Cole injured? He hasn't wrestled in over a month. If available, would you put Darby in the All-In World title match for a three-way? No, I wouldn't put him in it. That goes to the winner of the Owen as things are set now. I just wouldn't do that. I think it needs to be a one-on-one match, somebody beating Jon Moxley, taking that championship, pulling it out of the bag and holding it above their head. One person, one-on-one, mano a mano. I am asking about Adam Cole. It's something I've been kind of following for a while. I'm going to take note on that. Got to ask about Dalton Castle as well. I'll get on those very soon. And this is our last one as of now. Let me check Humper Chat, but we'll spend some time on this. Kevin Kimball says, what do you see next with Austin Theory and Karrion Kross? Underrated talents that could be over in any generation. Love your work as always. Well, first off, thank you, Kevin. It is always important to see how the reaction translates. And when I say that, a couple different things. Kross is very over from an online perspective based on his promos, based on being outspoken, based on his social media, a lot of stuff he's doing himself. So it's very clear that WWE has at least somewhat of a cohesive vision for him, because the Sean O'Hare-esque devil on the shoulder thing has gotten over really well. A lot of the criticisms on Kross come for the in-ring work. And a lot of people say the guy can't work. I would be inclined to disagree with that. He doesn't work the torrid pace of which most wrestlers that get over for their in-ring do. But like, I saw him have really good matches with Finn Balor, with Johnny Gargano, with Damian Priest, with Santos Escobar. A lot of those are faster paced competitors, or the no DQ match and all that. I love the Davey Boy Smith Jr. blood sport match. I love that. But he hasn't wrestled a ton. I watch him wrestle on Main Event. Like, I've watched him face Dragon Lee and Tyler Bate, and they're fine. He did the match with AJ that was just, you know, it was okay. But how often do we get to see this guy work more than 5 minutes? It's very rare. 5 or 6 minutes, that's it. As far as, like, let's say an 8-minute match, something you can really sink your teeth into from a TV perspective. He had a match with Karrion Kross, or he had a match with Bobby Lashley in March of last year that went to a no contest. He had a match with AJ Styles this year. That's it. That's it. Bobby Lashley in December 2023. AJ. So it's been two guys. And here's another one with AJ in May of 2023. The last 2 years, he has had matches against two guys on WWE TV in a one-on-one capacity that went longer than 8 minutes. How would we know if he can work the WWE style these days? And Kross is in studio with Helwani right now. First off, I fed Helwani some info on Kross, so hopefully he uses that. How would we know if he can work if they don't put him in that position? Let's see it. Let's say, hey, let's pick up the pace here a little bit. Let's do something a little bit different. Give him that opportunity. With Austin Theory, he got those chants this week, and I'm like, all right, let's see if that carries over to next week. I have always looked at Austin Theory as he's sort of like the Channing Tatum of WWE. Doesn't have the acting chops, nowhere near the acting chops. Very similar, like, you know, looks and all that. Charming guy. You believe he could play the dumb jock very well. And I think he could become like that, the lovable jock type of guy. Like the guy that you expect to be a total jerk, but then he's not. And he can just be like, that was never me. I actually really liked everybody. And I was getting bad advice the whole time. And everybody said, you're too nice, all that stuff. I think that would work really, really well for him. But what we have to see is if the reaction and the chance that he got this week carry over to next week, or carry over beyond this one crowd. Hopefully so. Hope we have a women's gauntlet match at All In. You are much more likely to see a lot of stuff like this. They don't have to worry. I mean, I know it was a real thing last year. Like, how many people are we going to fly over and put up in London? You know, and I think that's a much more likely scenario this year. I think this year, at least, you need women's world title match, Athena in a singles match on the show, and a gauntlet. Even if, and I think it needs to be three matches, at least three women's matches. But if Athena won the gauntlet and then got to challenge Mercedes again, and you had them facing off at, like, have them have the face off again, and it's the rematch, that'd be great. Guys, leave a thumbs up on this video if you all don't mind. I cannot begin to tell you guys how important that is. We've got a few things I want to talk about real quick. Fightful Espanol, please follow that on Twitter. We are trying to launch a couple other things as well, but we are on TikTok now. We are on Instagram now. We're posting on Facebook more. I know you might say, why would I follow those? Just follow them. Give us some love. We would appreciate it. Our podcast platforms. We are also on podcast platforms everywhere. We would greatly appreciate if you all check those out. I know sometimes in the past it seemed a little bit clogged because I would put all of our interviews there. Only putting the long form interviews on that podcast feed now. So it's largely our shows. I believe that's Kate saying we're closing in on 175,000 subscribers of this channel. Thank you for the support. Zach says hopefully, or I think Fightful, it's 200, 225 before the end of the year. Listen, I'm going to be really honest with you guys. The algorithm does not favor us at all. And I mean any algorithm. I got a lot of followers on Twitter, but because I post links to Select, to YouTube, to the site, our Twitter post links, they don't want to send you off site. So our algorithms are screwed. Because we post so much on our YouTube, interviews, review shows, all that stuff daily, the algorithm doesn't favor us. But so what I've done the last few months is I've taken a bigger hand in marketing. And thankfully, our social team has been really, really great. Like Kate, Rob, Corey, Kyler, Luis, in doing all this stuff. I've done a lot more like YouTube promotions, things like that to let people find our stuff. And it's helped out immensely. It's been really great. But nothing replaces good old-fashioned word of mouth. If there's something you like about our show, by all means, clip it and link to the show on Twitter, on social media. If you are on Instagram and stuff, I don't mind if you clip our shows and you list us as a collaborator or something like that. Just, you know, give the proper credit. I want to become or be creator friendly with that stuff. By all means, obviously, don't take anything out of context. We don't like that, but by all means, give us some love. We would greatly appreciate if you guys did that. I am going to check the Humper Chats one more time. But yeah, we are closing in on 175,000 subscribers. Yeah, that's it, guys. I appreciate you guys so much. Until next time, we're out.
Hey, baseball fans, it's time to swing big on your bets this season. Step up to the plate with an odds boost token from BetMGM, an official sports betting partner of Major League Baseball. No opt-in is required. Just log into your BetMGM account to receive your odds boost token. Then, place a bet on any MLB game and activate your token. If your boosted bet hits, you'll score a bigger payout, no matter the showdown. BetMGM is your betting home for baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. See BetMGM.com for terms. 21 plus only. This U.S. promotion offer not available in Mississippi, New York, Nevada, Ontario, or Puerto Rico. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Available in the U.S. For New York, call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY-467-369. For Arizona, call 1-800-NEXT-STEP. For Massachusetts, 1-800-327-5050. For Iowa, 1-800-BETS-OFF. For Puerto Rico, 1-800-981-0023. Subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards vary and expire in 1 to 7 days. In partnership with Kansas Crossing Casino and Hotel.
If you're a lineman in charge of keeping the lights on, Granger understands that you go to great lengths and sometimes heights to ensure the power is always flowing, which is why you can count on Granger for professional-grade products and next-day delivery, so you have everything you need to get the job done. Call 1-800-GRANGER, click Granger.com, or just stop by. Granger, for the ones who get it done.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. With Indeed sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/PODKATZ13. Just go to Indeed.com/PODKATZ13 right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.